breaking the news that's already broken. It's time for Prospector's Briefs on Rock 107.
Students at the Fashion Institute of Design in New York City staged a protest against the Gaza war, and they looked fabulous doing it. Panera is getting rid of its charged lemonade due to multiple wrongful death lawsuits. McDonald's is following suit and finally retiring its fillet of puffer fish. Oh, just a little chuckle.
I love the fillet of fish, so I was like almost disappointed.
No, fillet of puffer fish would be a bad thing, though. You see the difference? And yeah. Some Planters' nut products have been recalled over possible listeria contamination. Sounds like Mr. Peanut has been sleeping around behind Mrs. Peanut's back.
Making sure breaking news stays broken. Tune in Monday for Prospector's Briefs on Rock 107.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
It's all over social media. Someone was asking women if they would rather be stuck in the woods with a man or a bear. I guess it depends on what man. Can I be stuck in the woods with Robert Downey Jr.? Then sign me up for an outdoor adventure. If it's Steve Buscemi, yeah, hard pass. Let me think about this. A bear might maul you for lunch, but at least it's straightforward. And they really are just as likely to go off in search of berries. Guys, on the other hand, are a whole different kind of wild. Who knows what they'd get up to without civilization's watchful eye? I'll take my chances with Yogi and Boo Boo. Smarter company, I reckon.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
If you're buying this, I think it's official. You have too much money or you're really bad at budgeting. It's Prospector Show on Rock 107. I'm Prospector.
Good morning. I'm Kate.
And Kate, have you seen the $400 pineapple that's trending online?
I have not.
$400 pineapple. Does that seem expensive to you?
A little.
All right. You've heard of the food company Del Monte, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they unveiled this late in January, but it was only available in China. But now, hot diggity dog, you can get it here in America.
Okay.
$400. Save your money. They're called Ruby Glow pineapples. And the only really remarkable thing about them is they're reddish on the outside. The inside is described as bright yellow and has a sweet flavor.
So like a regular pineapple.
Yeah, pretty much. Even Del Monte kind of admits, they said the taste is similar to the normal pineapple. So you're not getting anything special.
Oh, is it like it? There's no difference. It just looks different.
It looks different, and I guess the taste is slightly different, but not enough to be like, this tastes totally different. You know, it's still a pineapple. Yeah, it's still very much a pineapple.
Like a regular, affordable pineapple has it's kind of bitter, and it stings a little bit.
Really? So
yeah.
It is bitter?
They have like enzymes that bite you back. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So look, here's why they're so expensive. They only have 5,000 of them this year.
Oh.
And then next year, 3,000. I wonder how they know how many they have next year already.
Yeah, this is freaking me out.
Yeah. So, like, Del Monte, they're like kind of like, we have a way to get people to pay an arm and a leg for a pineapple.
That is pretty evil.
Yeah, it really is. Eventually, they might be cheaper, but if you'd like to buy one, you could go to the produce site. Is it melissas.com? MelissaS.com. Which, if you've never heard of it, Pat Sajak's daughter, whose name escapes me from Wheel of Fortune, she is a spokesperson for them. $396.
Gee whiz.
Plus,
that
you
is...
got to get shipping. You know? Now, just a reminder, what's a normal pineapple cost?
I don't
like
even
three
know.
$3.
Yeah, $3, $5 maybe?
Yeah, exactly. A $400 pineapple. Seems like an expensive way to ruin a pizza.
Life's pretty tough right now. There's plenty of bad news, but it's not all bad. It's time for the brighter side of Prospector on Rock 107.
This is one of those great news, good kids doing good thing type stories. Are you ready, Kate?
I am. I'm excited.
Two high schoolers near Detroit were honored after saving a teacher's life back in March.
Wow.
Yeah, see, it already starts off great, right?
Wow.
A gym teacher named Alfred Cotola had a heart attack during a student-teacher basketball game, but two juniors, Israel DuBois and Corey Coleman, did CPR and brought him back. How about that?
That's amazing.
Chest compressions. They knew how to use the AED machine because they learned it in school.
Wow. They paid attention.
They
and
paid attention.
Saved someone.
Right. See, that's a win-win, right? The cool thing is the teacher, Alfred, says he wants to help them with their tuition for college because they both want to go to medical school and stuff. So he's launching a GoFundMe to cover their tuition.
Oh, that's amazing.
Thanks. We needed that. The brighter side of Prospector on Rock 107.
Northeast PA's Classic Rock, Rock 107. Good morning, I'm Prospector.
Good morning, I'm Kate.
And when Kate told me she wanted to talk about hot dog calls the other day, I think the look on my face was a mixture of, I don't know what you're talking about, and why would I want to do this, right?
And now we're having fun.
I love this. It's a great idea. So explain what a hot dog call is.
So, you know, you go to a sporting event, usually a baseball game. The people that are walking up and down the walkways that are screaming, trying to sell you stuff, right. They're hot dog calls.
So when, like, you hear them talking about beers, whatever it is, they're all hot dog calls. And we're going to be doing hot dog calls this morning to give you an idea what it should sound like. We have some from Wrigley Field. Is that where it's from, Wrigley?
Yes, okay. Wrigley Field.
Here at Wrigley Field, our hot dog vendors have some of the most unique calls in all of Major League Baseball.
Hot dogs! Get your hot dogs! Hot, hot, hot dogs! Hey, hot dogs! Who's got the beef?
Who's hungry now? Hot dogs!
Hey, hot dogs! Hey, hot dogs!
Hot diggity dogs! Get your hot diggity dogs here, guys!
Hot dogs! Hot dogs!
I would buy one just to shut him up. I'm afraid of that guy.
Oh, I love that one.
But I like the who's hungry here? Get your hot dogs. I like that one.
It's such a, it's like an art form. I love it.
I mean, look, these are guys who are walking down the aisles of tens of thousands of people, and they have to sell these stuff, and they're trying to get your attention to do it. That's why we're looking for your hot dog calls, and I'll give you mine. And as I hear all these other ones, I realize just how craptacular mine is. Hot dog! So that's really not that good.
Yeah.
You're walking down the aisle. Hot dog!
Need some work. Need some
all right,
work.
So let's try. So I'm going to try and elevate my hot dog call.
Okay, I'm ready.
And I'm inspired by the Who's Hungry here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hot dogs! Feed that hunger! Hot dogs! How's that?
Yeah, that was pretty good. Right. Shocked me a little bit.
Okay. So let's go to the Rock Line. Scott in Moscow checking in. He's got a hot dog call at Rock 107. What's up?
Here we go. Hot dog here! Get your hot dog! Come on up! Get your hot dog here for you!
Oh my gosh, it's so good!
You sound like a pro.
Have
you done that before in your life?
No, but I heard it too many times.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Awesome call by Scott there. That was fantastic.
I love the enthusiasm.
It is time for... All right. Now, you did a hot dog car earlier, which I say is show toony.
It's
hear
a little
it.
Show toony. Well, I wanted it to be a little bit different. So, okay. Hot dogs. You got to get someone's attention, and I think that would work. That would turn my head.
Okay. I think it's fine. And then we also have one. Mike in Mount Pocono got a hot dog call.
Get your hot dogs, yeah? Got your wiener!
I got your wieners.
I love the enthusiasm. It's so great.
That's what we're doing. We're doing hot dog calls. All I know right now, I'm a little hungry.
I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, grab the kids, call your neighbors, and gather around the radio.
It's now time to announce the winner of Prospector's Jam Bag of the Day, as decided by you at rock107.com.
We uncover the most baffling, ridiculous, pathetic, cockeyed, laughable, preposterous blunders in the world of misdeeds.
Nominee number one.
Oh, maybe things were different back in the good old days, but schools these days, they have a zero tolerance when it comes to visitors acting creepy, mysterious, threatening, even if they're just joking around, which makes sense, right?
Yeah, we appreciate it.
A school district in Ohio went on lockdown last week when Bigfoot was spotted walking around the campus.
Yeah, okay.
Running past the classroom windows, it was obviously not real. They later found out it was a parent playing a prank on the school. Some elementary kids were outside, but he was looking through windows and peering and stuff like that. Not a good look.
Yeah, the longer I think about this one, the scarier it gets.
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, people are saying, look, you know, even though it turned out to be a parent, it was a prank. Ungood, bad taste, don't do that.
Nominee number two.
Sometimes criminals come up with elaborate schemes that are clever. Then there's this woman. A woman in Pennsylvania, 39 years old, caught in a bizarre scheme where she'd steal from convenience stores using the self-out checkout and not ring up all the items. That's happened a lot.
It happens.
Here's where it gets a little weird. She'd scan like a beverage and steal a couple of sandwiches or something like that. Or grab coffee but then take stuffed animals. Then she'd come back later and return all the items and get cash in exchange.
It's lazy and weird.
I don't know how you get all the items returned when only some are on the receipt. Here's the whole thing. The combined loss from her known thefts? About $210.
Not even worth it.
That's what I'm saying. Why are you doing this, you know? She's up for now. Three felony counts of each of retail theft.
And the winner is...
the parent in the Bigfoot costume who forced a school into lockdown. Dude, this is just not funny anymore. You're the Yam Bag of the Day, and we'll move on to Friday's Yam Bag of the Week competition. Keep it here for all the nominees. For the Yam Bag of the Week on Rock 107.